It's Baby Wants Candy, the podcast with Lauren Adams, Ashley Ward, John Hartman, and I'm your host, Chris Grace. And John Hartman has a huge cup of coffee.
Big cup of coffee.
And he just rolled his eyes. Oh, this old gag.
Well, I was just being talked about ad nauseum before this.
It's just big.
Wait, ad nauseum? It's just big. Was one of us nauseous?
Not one. Well, Lauren said.
I did barf. Lauren, oh,
yeah. Yeah, Lauren mentioned she would have tummy troubles if she drank.
As usual, we have Dan Wessels on keys and Eric Calvert on drums.
That was fun.
Wait, can I hear that again?
It feels space-like or sub-like.
Is it a whole kit of space sounds?
Or one drop of water in a cave.
Ooh, I love that.
So if we're like in a water torture scene.
Yeah.
Seems like something of off of Wilco's
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Yeah. Like that. Those
some of the
sounds
noise
were in
distortion.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. The tracks on that album where they're like, just let Jeff do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh, it's a 14 minute.
We could just end the song here. Oh, no.
No.
We're just gonna break up the door, open it and close it. And
yeah.
It's going to cause a band member to leave. All right.
That's right.
When I saw Wilco live, at one point, the guy who was playing the keyboard just put a towel over the keyboard and just fucking mashed the keys and ran them back and forth for like a solid minute.
Huh.
I love Wilco.
Wonder what the
it
towel.
It was kind of great. I think so. He didn't hurt his hands, just like fucking jamming his hands back and forth. Over it was interesting.
Because there could be pinching.
Mm. You could pinch.
You could pinch callus. Between the keys.
You could callus.
Ooh, ow! Sorry, all. I ain't that good on peony.
I was just trying to come up with a reasonable, like maybe it wasn't reasonable.
The coffee's too big.
Oh,
I barely drank any of it. I mean, it's not getting to me.
By the way, I forgot we're supposed to introduce ourselves. I'm Chris Grace. Let's say your names and hear some of your voice so that people can match your voices to the names.
Hi, I'm Lauren Adams, and I think John Hartman's coffee is too big.
I'm Ashley Ward. I have no opinion about John's coffee. I don't drink coffee.
John Hartman, I don't even have coffee. It's a lie.
Fake news. The coffee is a lie.
The coffee's a lie.
You guys, this episode is coming out around Halloween time.
Wow.
And ew. So, as adults, which we all are, what do you guys do for Halloween and what are costumes you like to do? Because someone asked me recently, like, what are we doing for Halloween? So, someone asked me, what are we doing with our house for Halloween? It was probably my husband.
Someone.
Who could it be?
And I was like, I don't know. Nothing?
Yeah.
Was my answer.
I wouldn't think to decorate the house for Halloween, but I do think it's cute when people do, but it would never occur to me.
Yes, same.
Well, unless you live in currently where we are recording in the neighborhood of Silver Lake, Los Angeles, California, which goes all out for
hard.
Halloween.
They go buck
and
wild.
I have come, the last few years, I've come to this neighborhood because it is so crazy. The streets are shut down. It's so fun. Everyone in this neighborhood decorates their house and they open up their garage and everyone's garage is
why don't we just go and say the exact address where we are?
No. Okay.
Oh, no?
Come on over.
Does everyone get to go around and get candy?
Yeah. It's
even
mostly
adults?
It's mostly kids. Oh. And I think kids come from other neighborhoods and parents with their kids.
Yeah. That's cute.
But, I mean, it makes it like, oh, this is the sort of whimsical part of Halloween where the adults really get into the decorating of the garages and the houses and everything. But it is really fun. I have to say, I
bet that would be fun.
I bet too. Having just moved from New York, Halloween is interesting. This is my first non-New York Halloween in like over a decade. In New York, kids trick or treat in businesses.
Yeah.
They go into businesses and trick or treat.
Or like if you live in an
apartment building, you go in there.
I was in an apartment building where you got a paper pumpkin and you like taped it to your door if you were participating
in Halloween.
In trick-or-treating.
Oh, nice.
So the kids could just go down and like only knock on those doors.
Yeah.
I always got candy on Halloween because I lived in like a row house. And I always got candy and then no one ever rang our doorbell.
Right.
I mean, at a certain point, it was I had to admit I was just getting the candy for
myself
because no children came.
Yeah.
But also, we can get candy any day of the year.
Yeah, we're grown-ups.
Oh, hell yeah. Can do.
You guys do costumes ever?
If I'm going to somewhere, sure. If I'm going to a party or something.
And like, what's your commitment level in terms of how far you're willing to go?
I will not purchase a pre-made costume. I will not.
Out of...
like a bag or from a Halloween.
Because they're bad or because...
Just because I feel like if you're going to do it, you should do it.
Mm. And you're tired of Big Halloween taking your money.
Big Halloween is the downfall of Versus and Us. No, I just think it's like wasteful. First of all, it's like so much extra weird plastic that we make. And also too expensive. You can just like... You could throw together a costume with what you have in your home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have very low commitment Halloween costumes. For several years in a row, I went as a businessman.
Did you wear a mustache?
Like, yeah.
That's fun. I love
fake
hair.
And I had like a suit and a name tag that said Newt Spassky, which was what someone misread my husband's name as once because his handwriting is so bad. His name's Nate Starkey. And they were like, is there a Newt Spassky here? So that was my businessman name.
Newt Spassky.
I went for like 4 years as a businessman.
I've only been to one Halloween party in Los Angeles, and I went as a like security guard.
That's fun.
Because when I came to L.A., I literally ended up buying things for auditions that were like a doctor's coat.
They want you to, right?
Yes, yeah. They do.
I hate that.
That's a weird thing when you come from New York to here.
Yeah.
Is that like, it's not that you have to wear like a doctor's coat or a security guard outfit, but they will never be like, that's too much.
No.
Like, they literally are never, you can come in a full pirate costume and be like, cool. So it's like your name. Like, they're never like, they never think you're corny for doing it here.
In New York. You would get kicked out.
Oh, my God.
Out.
Oh, yeah. They would make you leave.
They would laugh at you and be like, take that off.
I had to go to a commercial audition once where we were supposed to be, like, people in a hospital. And so I was just like, oh, I'll just look sick. I won't put on makeup or whatever. But people had, like, full, like...
They put wounds?
Splints, and they had, like, a wound on their head and all that. And I was just like, oh. It was, like, right after. I was like, I guess I won't be getting this.
Yeah, I went to one that was, like, across the hall, there were auditions for, like, heavy metal singer.
Oh, no.
And... guys came in full like Axl Rose, and one guy brought his own mic stand, and
no.
It had like
scars on it,
scars tied to
it.
That is for donkey balls.
Yeah,
I once had a casting director in New York when I was wearing like a full suit, and they were like, "Wow, you really went for it today." I wore just because I had a suit on for a businesswoman.
They would never say that here.
No, they would be like, "Where's your secretary?"
Yeah.
Because I'm a businesswoman, I have a secretary.
Yeah, we have a businesswoman, we have a businessman.
Yeah.
And
John, any costumes from you?
Yeah, I would say, well, when I was a kid, we used to do mostly homemade costumes, mm-hmm. and my mom would make them. But it was always a homemade costume of a costume that already existed in a store.
Oh.
Like, I was the mask one year.
Oh.
Jim Carrey's the mask.
I want to see a picture of this homemade
mask. I have it on my phone. I'll show you.
Yes, thank you.
We'll make it the cover for this podcast.
Yeah, screw you, podcast listeners. You're not getting to see the mask.
But my mom, there was a mask in the store, the green thing, and it went all the way around the head, and it looked so cool. But my mom wouldn't buy it. She said we couldn't afford that for the costume. So I painted my face green. And then the yellow suit that he wears, I had a yellow felt jacket that my mom sewed. So I had a yellow felt jacket and the green mask and then like a black fedora. I looked pretty good, but I looked like drugstore the mask.
Did people know what you were? Yes.
I think, I mean.
It was
like,
so
oh,
in the zeitgeist.
Oh, you're Hammerhead from Dick Tracy?
I think like when I would go into an audition, it would be like, you're hinting at the character instead of dressing as the character.
Oh, you are bounding.
Is that what that's called?
Have you heard of this?
No.
So adults can't wear costumes to Disney World or Disneyland anymore.
Because creepy?
I don't know why, but they like banned, like, kids can wear like princess outfits. So there's a thing called bounding, which is if you want to be Snow White, you wear the color scheme of Snow White.
Yes.
And give the impression of
Snow White.
Yeah.
Oh. I have a good friend from college who goes to Disney World every year, and she bounds. So she like, they'll wear, she has like a bunch of like, she has like a Etsy store that makes like ears or crowns that are like headbands that allude to princesses.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, I looked like I didn't have the rights to the mask when I was a
child. But you were just ahead of the curve with bounding.
Yeah.
Wow.
The other one that I remember that I did a lot briefly is that I loved Ghostbusters as a kid so much, and I really wanted to be a Ghostbuster. My mom made the jumpsuit, and I had the proton pack and everything, but I could not pick which one I wanted to be. I loved them all so much. So I had a removable name tag for all of them.
So
at the night,
sweet.
I could change it because I could not pick.
What?
I love them all.
I think that's so cute.
Yeah, that's so really
sweet. Did you put the proton pack on your back?
No, I thought it was sweet.
But I mean, yeah, I did. Was it like based on your like? I'm feeling very Egon right now. Or like,
oh,
or did you give them all fair and equal time because you love them?
I think I did. I mean, I think I loved Bill Murray, so yeah. I had a race dance. Oh no, that's Dan Aykroyd. So I had Peter Venkman on there the most.
Do you think that your mask costume like would be called in like if it was a bagged costume would be called like Smokin' Man?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it would be called Smokin' or Party. Why? Because I gotta
man,
right? Man.
Yeah. Oh boy,
I love the mask. I'm sure it holds up.
Well, you guys, we're gonna do some improv now, and we get a title from social media. Associate producer Patrick Paulson gets it for us, and I'm sure, without looking at it, I'm sure it's got something to do with Halloween. Probably not. Patrick Paulson, what is the title for our musical today?
This comes from Instagram from user Willy Big Shrimp.
That's great.
And the title is Revolutionary War Hijinks.
Oh, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Wants Candy is proud to present the opening and sadly the closing night of Revolutionary War Hijinks, the musical!
Can you smell it? There's revolution in the air.
Oh, it smells stinky.
Like, it smells smoky. I smell gunpowder.
And horses.
And body odor.
And freedom. Let's get on the field of battle. Man your bayonets. Sharpen your bayonets.
Should we man them first or sharpen them first?
I started sharpening. Should I man it?
Man it first, then sharpen it.
I'll unsharpen it.
Prepare it.
Man, then sharpen.
Sharpened, manned, prepared.
Men, look across the field. There are the enemy. The British.
This is a day of reckoning. For fighting for our own land.
For our own ability to tax ourselves.
With or without representation.
No, with representation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, with.
So we did decide on with representation.
Yes, that was our whole thing.
Okay.
Okay, we didn't know.
Do we have to have that meeting again?
Well, I just would say, we were on the fence on if we wanted to be represented or not. And I didn't know we decided to go with representation.
Well, I don't necessarily want everyone represented. Some people's ideas are stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Even there definitely are bad ideas in brainstorming.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Listen. These are the tenets. No taxation without representation. We are making a brand new nation. No taxation without representation. This is not the chorus. No taxation, that's what I decree. Now listen, my men, please follow me. We're going across this field today. And listen to what your general says.
We need a solution. It's revolution. We need a solution. It's revolution. We need a solution. It's revolution. We need a solution. It's revolution.
We march and march and march and march towards the men. We'll stab them with these bayonets and their lives will end. We'll throw their tea away and make them feel like fools. We'll make sure these British men will lose.
We need a solution. It's revolution. We need a solution. It's revolution.
We will hit them. It will be a surprise. But no one shoot until you see the whites of their eyes.
Oh yes, please do that. That's the best plan we've heard yet. And just a reminder, you can shoot them with your bayonet.
We need a solution. It's revolution. We need a solution. It's revolution.
careful with that thing. I'm so worried about you.
Yes, Helen, I'm being careful.
Well, it's just that, what will I do? What will I do if you don't come home?
Well, there's a good chance that I won't, Helen.
Don't say that.
I want you to marry again.
No, please.
Here's a picture book of other men in the town.
Why have you done this? I beg you not to.
I don't want you just to pick any man.
Emmett?
I don't want someone more handsome than me.
Daddy, why are you giving Mommy my book, my picture book of men in the town?
No, Lulu, I made this picture book, didn't
I? I thought you made it for me.
Oh, yes.
You read it to me when I went to bed last night.
You've given our daughter a book of men?
Yes, a book of townsmen. Not just any men.
You said this might be your new daddy.
Well, you know, it might be. It might be Emmett.
Abigail, I'm just trying to explain to your father that I would like him to come home.
Where are you going, Father?
Helen, I had already told her I was just going out to buy her a toy.
Why would we lie?
Well, she won't remember.
You're not going to come back with a toy.
What kind of toy are you getting me?
No, there's no toy.
The best toy you could ever imagine.
Daniel.
Okay.
It's time for you to tell the truth.
Abigail, I may die. I'm going off to war. And I might not return with a toy.
But why? Why would you leave us? Why would you go off to war? Why wouldn't you bring me a toy?
There's certain things we need to fight for to maintain our dignity and our rights. We need this country to be ours. And you might need a new dad.
But let's not go there.
Well, why not?
And not with Emmett.
But there's many others.
He's so much shorter than me.
Well, he's shorter than me, too. So many men that aren't me, but each one totally suitable to be a new daddy. They're really great if you'd only take a look at this beautiful homemade daddy picture book. We'll bypass Emmett and go straight to Tom. He's really cool, he's a carpenter. I might say he's the bomb. And then there's Jonas. He's a town cool guy. He's really hot. He's a five. He's fly. These are the new possible daddies. I made sure they're all really good. I didn't put in any fatties. Everyone in this town, while they're Nyquan me, they could be suitable for your daddy.
But I don't understand. Why do you have to go? And how do you know you're not coming back? How could you possibly know? Maybe I don't need another guy. He might be a baddie. I only want you to stay and be my daddy.
I might not be coming home, so you need someone else. So I picked some guys here. Not all of them are top shelf, but I don't want a replacement. I just want someone for you to love, so you can find one that fits just like a glove.
So many men, I want nothing to do. So many men, but all I need is you. So go out and be safe and fight this war for us, and then come back home and please give me a fuck.
So many men.
So many men.
So many men.
So many men.
There's so many men.
So many men.
You can't lose. And I hate to tell you what to do with your body, but this is my right to choose. With so many men.
So many men.
So many men. They're all fives or sixes.
I don't think so.
Now, you are privates in the Revolutionary Army.
Yes, sir.
This
said
is
privates.
Okay. Johnson, shh.
I'm sorry.
Private Johnson.
Well, that's a double. That's a Johnson and
Private. Private Johnson, that's something amusing to you?
Just your choice of words, sir.
Drop and give it 20.
Okay.
He didn't say 20 of what? Do 20 anything.
Whack!
Ow!
Get in line.
Do you want me to still drop or?
Yes. Drop and give me 20.
Okay.
And then get back. I'm sick of these hijinks. You look over there at the British Army. Look at how organized they are.
They sparkle.
They have discipline. Something y'all don't have. We got this new private here. What kind of example? Jesus.
Private Johnson fell. Excuse me.
What kind of example are y'all trying to set for our new private right here?
Daniel Merriweather, sir.
Daniel Merriweather. All right. You must be from the New Hampshire Merriweathers.
That's right, sir.
Well, listen. If y'all don't shape up, you're going to get killed.
No.
I'm prepared for that.
What?
Well, don't prepare for that. Don't prepare to get killed.
Want
to
see a book I made?
What?
A picture book.
Well, look at all these drawings.
Wow.
You got some skill, son.
Yeah. They're all men that I could be potential husbands for my wife.
Oh.
She has the original book, so I have a book now of drawings that I made of my pictures.
You hand drew an identical copy of that book.
Yes, sir.
Well, it takes all kinds, I guess.
But I'm willing to fight for my country and die if necessary, is what I'm saying, sir.
Well, good. Are you all prepared for that, to fight and die for our country?
I didn't know dying was on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to fight, but yeah, I don't want to die.
Well,
I've got a lot to live for.
Me too.
Like,
really?
What?
Like, what do you have to live for?
Oh, man. Laughing at the funny words that people say, watching people walk around. It makes me laugh so much, the things they do and say. Everyone is such a clown. The world is full of fun. The world is full of mirth. Why would I ever want to leave this planet we call Earth?
Me, I have a dog. He only has three legs. If I don't feed him, he will die after 2 days. Me, I have a cat. She wrestles with the dog. I like to think of them as siblings, and it is a slog.
Listen, I don't think you understand the situation that we're in. Look at the British Army, they got so much damn discipline. We're going to fight them in the dawn, at the early morn. If you don't shape up and become a fighting unit, your bodies, your wives will mourn. Because when the British come a-marching in, you'll die, you'll die. When the British come a-marching in, you'll die. If you don't shape up and even try, when they come a-marching in, you'll die, you'll die.
Are you prepared for that?
No.
Me neither.
Not at all.
No.
I mean, when I see a marching in, I'll run the other way, because I do not want to leave planet Earth today. This is a place where we should have joy, not a place where you should die still a boy.
Well, if you run like that, your wife, you'll hurt her, because I'll send her a letter that says you're a deserter. They won't talk to you at all, because you, you clown, you will go AWOL. When the British come a-marching in, you'll die, you'll die. When the British come a-marching in, you'll die,
you'll die.
And your wife will sit home and cry when the British come a-marching in, you'll die.
I say there, chaps. Everyone warmed up for the morning.
I've had two teas and I feel fantastic.
Indeed.
I've spent all morning stretching out. My hamstrings are as loose as a goose. You
look wigglier in a good way. Yes. Shake your arm.
Well,
look at that.
I've been counting saltpeter. Oh. We've got plenty.
Oh.
That's good. Some of the horses got into it last night, and I didn't want to... Wanted to make sure that they hadn't finished it off.
No, luckily we had kept that in mind. We bought some extra saltpeter for the horses.
Mm. That's good. As you can see across the field, the Americans are getting ready themselves, and it's a pitiful sight.
Isn't it weird a little bit that we can see each other and we know, like, okay, what they're doing, they're sort of just doing their morning business, we're doing our morning business, and we know that at an appointed time we will just kill each other. After watching each other just... exist.
It's civilized, isn't it?
Yes, these are the rules of engagement.
It's human.
It's odd, you know?
It is odd, but it is quite pitiful.
They are.
It's like a Punch and Judy show over there.
Oh, yes. Punch and Judy.
It's very amusing, but also makes me sad inside because I know we're going to kill them all.
Do you ever look?
Oh, no, they could kill us.
That's true.
I hadn't thought that.
No. Well, I'm just saying, if you're feeling sad about it, we could just die.
Well, I don't think they have the capability of killing us.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course, I was just joking.
I mean, it would be a sort of a pity if we just let them kill us.
They don't even have matching uniforms, for heaven's sake. How can they possibly kill us?
Can you imagine if we lost this war?
No.
What a hilarious conceit.
Why, think of it. If we lost this war, what is it that we were fighting for? I can't even think of it. You see, the only end I can see is victory.
Indeed. Imagine if we lost this war. Everyone would say, what were you fighting for? And we would have to say, I'm not really sure, except to protect the king's treasure.
Very true.
Imagine if we lost this war, wondering what it was worth fighting for. We could say that we're fighting for something. War, what's it good for? Nothing.
Interesting.
Say that again.
War, what's it good for? Nothing.
Very good.
Is that a native chant?
No, I had a bit of saltpeter in the back of my throat.
Oh, you're just eating straight saltpeter.
We need that.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Maybe drink some water.
Or tea.
Don't just straight eat salt.
Yes, also don't do that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We've been blaming the horses, but maybe it's been you all along.
Yes, quite right.
Wow. Thinking of if we lost this war, it brings my mind something more. Something bad would happen to us. We would all be like a blunderbuss. We would be ruined. We would be dead. And everything bad would fall on our heads because we would be the ones who ruined the British kingdom.
What if Britain fell apart because of us?
That would be horrible.
That's no Punch and Judy.
It's a punch in the face.
Then war would truly be worth absolutely nothing.
Good God.
Excuse me.
Say that again.
War. What's it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Stop, children. What's that sound? Everyone knows what's going down.
Yes.
Oh, it's almost morning. Prepare your weapons. We can't lose. We can't. That was just a flight of fancy. Yes.
Don't even
we'll
let
never
it
lose.
Yeah. Troubling.
So, Private Merriweather, what was your wife like?
Well, she's still alive.
Oh, what's it like to have a wife?
Well, I know, but you're not with her.
Well, she's beautiful. She's got long, straw-like hair.
In that it's like...
Color?
It's beautifully
color,
dry.
Color, or is it just dry? Okay, so like
you like a crispy-haired woman.
Well, I've never had anything else, so I love it, and I compare it to straw. Yeah, So her hair is beautiful like straw. Her face is also just beautifully dried out.
Are you married to a stalk of corn, perhaps?
No, that's crazy.
Are you positive?
Well, what would you use to moisturize?
Fat? Beef, yeah, beef just, tallow?
Yeah, beef tallow, lard.
No, we cook it. Anyway, the looks don't matter. She's beautiful, but she's a kind soul. She's a good mother.
Can we ask you something?
Sure.
Why are you trying to die then?
Yeah.
If you have something worth fighting for, we got absolutely nothing.
No.
Well, it's not that I want to die. It's just that I've reckoned with death and I've come to accept it. I had an existential moment and I now accept that death is part of life.
Wow. Predating even the existential movement.
What's that?
I don't know.
Sometimes Private Johnson just says some dumb stuff.
Private Johnson.
No. It's your own name. Why does it still tickle you so?
I don't know. I guess I got into the army for the camaraderie.
I got in for the lunch.
Oh, yeah. Lunch, too.
I got in for the reckoning with death.
Wow. We all had our different reasons, but they all brought us here.
Sign up for the army. You can do it if you want. It's not smarmy. Sign up if you wanna fight. You can do it for the wrong reasons or do it for the right. Sign up and you can fight for your country. It can be so nice. Whether you live through the end of it or whether they put you on ice. Sign up.
Sign up, 'cause you've got nothing better at home for you to do. Sign up, because your shoes are old and you're hoping to get some that are new.
Sign up.
Just because, why would you not? Sign up, because making new friends could be kinda hot.
Sign up. Just sign on the dotted line. Sign up. You won't get your hands dirty. Sign up. You might die at the age of 30. Sign up. If you want to do something that just feels so good. Or sign up because you just think you should.
Mrs. Merriweather?
Oh, yes, that's me.
I don't know if it's Mrs. or Ms. at this point.
Oh, well, I guess I don't know either.
Oh. It's me, Emmett.
Oh, Emmett. You look worse than ever.
Why? Well, you're just looking at the top of my head. I'm 4'2".
Yes, you're so short.
Are you going to be my new daddy? I'm taller than you.
Oh, little Abigail.
Little Abigail, I tower above you.
Well, you're abnormally tall for a girl of 6.
Thank you.
Emmett, I'm afraid your visit is premature. I know why you're here. I know you have a copy of the book.
Well, I was given a note by Daniel to pay my visits around 2 weeks after he left.
He only thought he was going to survive the war 2 weeks?
No, I believe he wanted me to start, in his words, laying some groundwork.
That's what he said on the note?
Yes.
Oh, Emmett.
Emmett what?
Well, Emmett, I'm just afraid. I'm just not that into you.
Well, I'm not that into myself either, but I've grown on myself.
Why should we want you to be my new daddy and mommy's new not... daddy. I mean, you know, husband, but it's just daddy to me.
Well, just think about this. A bird in your hand is better than a dead husband.
Oh, goodness. What?
I am better than nothing. I am better than nothing. If you're married to me, you got something. Well, I am better than nothing.
My husband's not back yet. He's not back from the war. So you should go back to where you had him before. My husband's not back. He's not yet from the war. So you should go back to where you were before.
Mrs. Merriweather, haven't you heard they deployed Daniel to Gettysburg? And they're gonna start a fight tomorrow, and then your life will be filled with lots of sorrow. And I am better than nothing. I am better than nothing. If you marry me, you got something.
Because I am better than nothing.
I should let me put it, but it never, 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 never. See you in 2 nights.
Ugh. Dong. War begins now.
Oh, I love the gonging of a war beginning.
All right, man.
I'm feeling stressed out.
Oh, don't. Just I'm let it kind scared. Of roll off your back.
What if we die?
All I can keep thinking about is it's a bunch of privates going after a bunch of privates.
Johnson, keep your giggles to yourself.
Oh, man.
Chauncey, you're going to get us killed in our privates, stabbed right in the bayonet in our ding-dongs.
Oh, man, it would be hard for me not to laugh at that, honestly. It would hurt.
What sort of formation are they using? It's so strange.
It looks like they're... Are they a cock and balls?
What? They've created a sort of...
Have they made a cock and balls?
A sort of John Peter and his testes they've made.
Look at the detail in the bell end.
They really are good at that detail.
They've used the bayonets to make pubic hairs.
Several of them are creating that vein up the middle.
I do find this rather amusing.
It's about to ejaculate!
Oh, watch out, everybody! Let's all get a towel!
But it's so silly, it could never work.
The bullets are spraying!
Oh, oh my god!
Oh!
Oh.
How
do, I'm hit!
How
I'm
do
hit.
Women deal
I'm
with
hit.
This?
I'm Ow. Hit too.
Oh. I'm hit as well.
I'm down.
I'm hit, I am. Oh.
Tell Camilla I love her.
Oh.
Oh. Wow, I didn't expect any of this.
No, even though we imagined we might lose, I didn't think it would be this... soon.
All this sillily.
Who knew it was actually a private and not a bunch of privates that would take us down?
Wow, Private Johnson, I cannot believe your plan worked.
Oh, man, me neither. I just figured,
you wanted to just have fun before you died and make a big dong.
Pretty much, and I thought, you know, make it fun for those guys, too.
Wow.
Why not?
That was incredible. I would never have thought to do that. Everybody... casualty check, just make sure you weren't hit by any stray shrapnel.
I don't think so.
You weren't wounded in any critical way.
Let me
way.
See. Oh, I think I've... Oh, my God!
Private Merriweather!
I've been hit. I didn't even notice it. I was so excited by the thrill of victory. But I've got shrapnels going right through very close to my heart.
That's probably not good.
It's bad.
You're bleeding.
Does it look bad?
Bleeding pretty up
I
here.
Mean, your outfit still looks all right. But, like, yeah,
Private Johnson.
A bad wound.
Get put some pressure on that hole. Okay. Push that hole in.
Okay.
Private Johnson,
well, it's not a time for jokes,
well,
Private.
No, but the giggling is doing a good compression
it's
on his
helping
chest.
Me press harder.
Push that hole harder. Get all around it.
It seems to be working. He's coming back.
Oh my god.
Wow, Private Johnson, you really plugged that hole up.
I can't believe I almost died at this famous, the famous Revolutionary War Battle of Gettysburg.
Well, we've got another one scheduled here next week. I hope that goes as well as this one did.
I just am impressed by the scheduling. I mean, yeah. You would think it would just be pandemonium, but I think the scheduling is great. It's good.
We just know when to be where to be.
Yeah,
you know,
it's nice.
We can
it's
have
good.
A life.
It's helpful.
Well, Meriwether, nice. That was a very close call with death.
Life can just hang. It just is. We're all living over a trap door. And maybe... Oh, it's open again! Oh, my God!
No!
I don't know what you did, but it didn't do any permanent help.
We've got to plug.
Private Johnson.
We've got to save Daniel Meriwether, so the only way to do it is to plug that hole.
Take this stick, Johnson. Plug it up. Shove that stick in that hole.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I'm trying to...
Control yourself, goddammit!
I have a bunch of cheese I took from lunch that I was saving for a celebration, but you could plug the hole with that.
I'll plug it with a stick. I'll plug it with a bunch of cheese. Just don't let him die. I'm begging you, Lord, please.
Oh no, the stick broke.
Oh no.
It went inside. I swallowed it up. I am hurt more now than before. Oh, what's that light I see before me? What's that smell I'm smelling?
No.
I'm starting to drift away. I'll never see my poor wife, Helen. I'm starting to lose my thoughts. They're all leaving. I forget it. I'm starting to picture a new face in my home, and it is Emmett.
We gotta plug that hole. We've gotta save his soul.
Do something quick. Private Johnson, use your dick.
Oh man!
Yes, you've gotta plug it, but you're gonna have to fuck it.
Just understand that I don't enjoy this at all.
We have no time for this.
I'm gonna plug your dick, but your hole with my dick and balls, and hope that does the trick.
It's doing it.
I'm not a virgin anymore.
It worked. Private Meriwether, you need to best go home and see your family.
And you might want to clean some of that stuff out of
no,
the
no,
hole.
Let it dry. It'll serve as a perfect plug.
Oh, man.
I'll do whatever you say.
I'm Captain. A medic as well.
Yes.
Why didn't you just do...
Yeah.
Medical
Why
stuff.
Why did I have to do it all?
Because it's hijinks.
That's
how I get my larfs.
I'll never forget you, Daniel Meriwether.
I can't go back home.
Your chest hole was my first time.
Oh, God.
I'll think of you often the years.
Stop reminiscing so
no
much right now.
No one will ever compare. No woman will ever compare.
I'm sure they will.
To that raggedy hole in the midst of your chest full of cheese and sticks and shrapnel. And then... My dick.
That's well and good. But I can't go back home.
Why? You're alive.
I didn't plan on living.
What do you mean?
I wanted to die a hero.
Well, you gotta...
I didn't say anything before, but I really planned on the dying part, actually. I thought maybe people would respect me more. Daniel Meriwether, simple, humble cow man and farm boy... and kind of middling husband. I could have been a hero if I died.
You're too wounded to fight again. You have to go home.
You think they won't respect you with a hole full of cheese sticks and semen? I can't imagine respecting anyone more than I respect you right now.
Do you think when they see that, they're going to respect me? They're going to think that I just gave up and came back, got a medical injury to get out of fighting. That's what they're going to think.
Well, yeah, they could concoct a very strange story where a fellow soldier fucked you in the chest.
I don't think I could live with that.
Go home.
They have to respect you because I respect you. And I'll respect you in the morning. After our night together, I'll respect you in the morning.
Whoa, he's got cigarettes.
Private Meriwether. So go home to your family. Show them who you are. You're a hero. You are this war star.
I don't think I can handle it. To you, this war is a game. But if I return to my home like this, I'll only live in shame. So do you, you think that this all was just silly? I got a better solution for this revolution. You all should kill me. That would be great. That's how I could be a star. For this revolutionary war, I'll die a martyr.
News from Yorktown. The war is over. You ain't dying today, son.
What?
Get on this horse.
There's no more fighting. Just living.
There's a lot of fussing left to do.
Oh, there'll be so much fussing when you get home.
We won the war?
Yep. We were fighting this. There's a whole other battle going on while this one was going on.
I just didn't know that Yorktown was scheduled so soon after Gettysburg.
That's so good that I really appreciate. That's
nice. We were, I guess, a second-tier battle going on. Oh, Yorktown was the real one.
Thanks for saying that. That's rude.
Well, technically, I don't even need to be here anymore. Army's dissolved. So everybody go home.
We go home now. I don't know what my reputation will be.
We're all heroes, Daniel.
We are?
We all fought and won against the British. The greatest army in the world.
Just kind of a ragtag group of silly billies that were put together and kind of formed a sort of family in the end.
Yep.
I may never see some of you again, but...
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you make one of your picture books of all our faces?
Yeah.
Well, that would be great. I could remember all of you.
And I'm going to make a picture of your chest hole.
Why don't you make a mental picture of it?
No.
You can remember it the way you want to.
Okay.
Helen?
Daniel?
Abigail?
Daniel!
Danny! Oh, Daniel.
I'm home from the war.
Oh,
the war is over. Daniel. We won.
Daniel, let me look at your face. Let me look at your shoulders.
I nearly got my belt undone. Daniel!
Damn it!
Oh!
I barely saw you there. You don't even come up to the knob on the door.
Well, no. I'm sorry. I was about to get down to business. You've been gone for 4 weeks.
I know, Emmett. I'm sorry. I misled you in my note. I know I said you should lay some groundwork and lay some pipe, but I really didn't.
Oh, wait. Were you talking about my duties as a plumber?
I was.
Oh.
What did you think lay some pipe meant?
It's not good.
Oh, really?
It wasn't good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. I didn't mean for him to come in here. I just didn't know if I would die, and I thought you wouldn't respect me if I lived as a war failure.
Daniel, of course I respect you. Everybody, the whole town has heard talk of your chest hole.
Really?
Yes, about how you caught the shrapnel. You won the war.
You're not ashamed of me?
No, Daddy. I'm more proud of you than ever before, and I don't even care if you brought me a toy back. I'm just glad you're back.
Oh, wait, there's a toy right there. It's some kind of little stick man. Looks like it's some kind of a divining rod or something that came out of his chest.
Oh, yeah, I got this toy. It's got sticks and cheese and other things on it. It's for you.
It's a beautiful doll. I love it so much, Daddy, especially its stringy, gooey hair.
It's like Mom's straw hair.
Except stringy and gooey.
Well, yeah. Enjoy it and love it. Don't love it too much. The war is over, and I have returned.
I thought I would come here for a new wife, but I should get back to my plumbing shop and start my plumbing life. Daniel, you are a hero. I'm proud to be your friend. And I'm kind of glad you didn't die in the end.
Thanks. There was a solution.
It was revolution.
And I am glad that I don't have to end up with Dammit. And I am glad they came in your hole so they could jam it. We are a family again. We are together as one. This revolutionary war is done.
At least for now.
There was a solution. It's revolution. There was a solution. It's revolution.
The Americans are coming now.
You've been listening to Revolutionary War Hijinks. Thank you so much to Willie Big Shrimp for the suggestion. We have associate producer Patrick Paulson, Daniel Wessels, I was going to say Merriweather, on keys, Eric Calvert on drums. We have Lauren Adams, Ashley Ward, John Hartman, and me, Chris Grace. The Big Ones Candy Podcast is a co-production of Big Ones Candy and Invisible Treats. Executive producers Emily DeRises and Chris Grace. And just remember, the solution...
There was a solution. It's revolution.